Call today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free, 800-259-9231, as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Earlier in the week, I said we'd give you the behind-the-scenes story from the Jay Leno appearance.
Yeah, I was interested in that.
From Ron Paul, and I've got that now, and we will do that. Of course, take your calls about whatever you want. But Ron Paul, in case you don't know, Mark, who is the guy?
Well, he's a presidential candidate. He's a veteran. Was in the Air Force. He is a He's a member of the 10-term member of the United States Congress, mm-hmm. House of Representatives. He is for smaller government. Wants to eliminate the IRS. Wants to get the United States out of the UN.
Yeah, but how do we know that's not all talk, Mark? How do we know it's not all just?
Well, you could probably check his voting record. He's ten terms and. He is consistent. Unlike the rest of these guys, which, you know, they get out there and they say whatever they say in front of the podiums and then do whatever the heck they want to do once they're in, and their voting record shows it. Well, Ron Paul, he's called Dr. No in the United States Congress for a reason. He says no to anything that isn't constitutional.
Yep. So let's tell you the story from earlier this week. Ron Paul appeared on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which, as I mentioned last hour, that has to be a historical appearance for any liberty advocate ever in the history of the Libertarian Party. No libertarian candidate I don't think has ever gotten this sort of media attention.
I've certainly never heard of it,
and he's only going to get more of it as he continues to grow in popularity, as he continues to rake in contributions. What did he pull in, 2.5 million last month, Mark?
Yeah, it's just about that.
So that's nice, because in quarter number three he pulled in 5 million total, or just over 5 million, mm-hmm. and now in the first month of the fourth quarter, he's pulled in half of what he made in the third quarter. So he's already doing better than his previous quarters.
Yep, things are working.
Quarters. So yesterday afternoon, this is written by Lou Rockwell himself, the man behind LouRockwell.com. Apparently he hangs out with Ron Paul. Yesterday afternoon, when we pulled up at NBC Studios in Burbank, hundreds of Ron's typically diverse and enthusiastic supporters cheered and cheered. Young and old, black, Asian and white, families and hippies, entrepreneurs and professionals, Republicans, Democrats, independents and anarchists. They had come from all over California and from Nevada, Washington and Oregon, too. They'd been there since 5 a.m. to ensure they had tickets to the Tonight Show. I wondered, how much would, say, the Giuliani campaign have had to pay people to do that?
Right.
These self-organizing volunteers hadn't even had to be asked. Then it was time to go. As we pulled in the VIP parking lot, a big African-American security guard trotted up to the car, pointed and shouted, "Ron Paul, I love you!" An NBC page took us to the parking space near Jay Leno's Star Trek-looking motorcycle. Staffers took us into the green room. Then Jay, in blue jeans and a jean shirt, came in to go over what he planned to ask with Ron and shoot funny lines back and forth. Jay, David Berg, the segment producer, and everyone else were friendly and respectful to Ron, and there was little of the high tension that is supposed to be the case at a certain other late-night show where the host is famously nasty to the staff. Not sure who he's referencing. Maybe Letterman?
Maybe. I don't know anything. I've never heard of
Letterman. I don't even know who the late night show hosts are, so I don't have TV.
Letterman and Leno are the two big names.
Right. That's why I would guess Letterman. Anyway, Tom Cruise stopped in twice to talk to Ron, who he thanked for long opposing federal mental health screening of school children, federal drugging of school children in the state as Big Shrink.
Mm.
The other main guest, libertarian Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, hailed Ron as President Paul.
Wow.
Then we left for the E! Network in an interview on G4, but as we stopped out front to pick up Bert Blummert, who had sat in the front row of the audience during the warm-up, which Leno does himself, very unusually, he chose Bert to come up on stage and dance with some beautiful girls. June told me he was great, and I don't doubt it. Bert is another one of the bloggers and authors at LouRockwell.com.
Okay.
As we stopped, supporters thronged Ron's van, but to have a chance of keeping our next appointment, we had to go. Then a mother asked me if Ron could shake her disabled 8-year-old son's hand. Ron hopped out and bent down to talk to the little blonde boy in a walker for a few moments, then signed his T-shirt, as he had so many others.
Well, he was an OBGYN for a long time. You know, he's probably got a real soft spot for kids.
In the van, Ron said he'd asked the boy if he was there because his mother had brought him. No, said the kid. He had learned about Ron on YouTube and had brought his mother. 8 years old.
Incredible. Incredible.
Then, we went to a crowded fundraiser at a great house in the Hollywood Hills hosted by a well-known investment advisor. There, the Ron Paul demographic seemed to be successful guys in their 30s. And they cheered the Leno show while we watched it on a huge screen and every word out of Ron Paul's mouth when he gave a short talk later. Then it was back to the hotel for Ron to catch a 6 a.m. flight. How does he do it? We were all dead and he was raring to go.
Wow.
No question, the Tonight Show was the best media appearance ever for Ron Paul. 11 million people got to see this relaxed and funny champion of freedom, prosperity, and peace allowed to talk without interruption. How many were persuaded, or at least fascinated, and decided to learn more? A huge number. Indeed, I'm convinced this show will be seen as a historic moment in the history of libertarianism. Good for Leno, who disagrees on the war and the income tax and much else, but he was a great host. And then they link to the video. Has Austrian economics ever been praised on The Tonight Show? Go Ron Paul!
I can't imagine it ever has.
And just, it's just an amazing time that we live in right now. The ideas of liberty are on the move for the first significant time in their history. And you
well,
know,
I think that the ideas of liberty had some legs back, you know, during the sort of enlightened time of the revolution. Things were different back then.
Maybe.
People were thinking, and they were thinking about the ideas of liberty. And it obviously, Samuel Adams managed to get a revolution going with the concept.
It's got legs more so now than it did then. We have the internet. Back then, the ideas had to travel by mouth.
Yeah, but people, I don't know. There was liberty and independence from England kind of got meshed together, and I don't know when, who, and what.
I understand there wasn't as much like distraction. You didn't have TV to watch or anything like that, so the populace probably would have been a little bit more interested in that sort of thing. But then again, they were also busy trying to keep food in their mouths and living in the agrarian society. Mm. So there were some distractions, just different distractions. Anyway, nonetheless, there's nothing that can compare to what's happening today. The amount of libertarian media is unprecedented. Penn and Teller, BS, their TV show, John Stossel on 2020. There's a libertarian. Now, Hugh Downs, the old 2020 host, was also a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But he really didn't do any overtly liberty-related news pieces like John Stossel does. Now we've got one of the top libertarian newsmen in one of the top news anchor positions in the country. We've got other things going on as well. Drew Carey is now branching out into doing liberty-oriented television programming. Free Talk Live, other liberty-oriented radio shows and podcasts are springing up. I mean, this is just on the media side of things, not to mention some of the more locally-oriented programs like we have up here in New Hampshire, like Free Minds TV, which you can see at freekeen.com. Your show, Mark, the Keen Weekly News, the Keen Free Press. I mean, this is an unprecedented time. And now is the time for you to get involved. If you have been just sitting back watching all this happening, maybe being a little pessimistic about the future of freedom in America, why? Why not get off your couch and get out there and go to a Ron Paul meetup group? That would probably be the easiest way to plug into what's going on. Because there are so many of them. There are over 1,000 of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
These meetup groups where you go to ronpaul2008.com and you can link into the meetup groups from there, find whatever the nearest meetup group is to your area, and if there are 1,000 of them, there's probably one somewhere near you, and then go and meet some of these other activists and see what they've got going on and see if you get excited by what they're doing and see if you, you know, maybe want to take a few steps for yourself.
Yeah, you know, if everybody does a little, Ron Paul's going to be the next president of the United States of America.
And there's enough time for you to learn about liberty if you're new to these concepts. If you're just tuning into Free Talk Live for the first time tonight and you've just been stunned by the fact that we haven't been talking about Hillary and Giuliani and all the other crap the other talk shows talk about and just been maybe awakened a little bit, there's a lot to learn, but you've got enough time. Go to links.freetalklive.com, and there's a great little list of suggested books and things like that you can dig into. Of course, there's plenty of websites out there about liberty and freedom. Free your mind. And then go out there and help other people free theirs. And it's going to be a process that I think is going to be very popular. As Ron Paul's pointing out, he's been surprised at how popular his message has been.
Yeah.
And we've only scratched the surface. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Live streams are available. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both for free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day that the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org.
800-259-9231 to the phones and to the fun. Let's go, ladies, first to Amy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Amy.
Hi. I just, you know, you were mentioning about the Ron Paul meetup group, and I, since your show is being played on KGEZ here in Kalispell, I wanted to mention that we have a great meetup group that meets on Saturdays here for Ron Paul. We have about 65 or 70 people involved in it.
Well, now, stop for one moment. Can you stop for just one moment? Because Kalispell is a little city similar in size to where we live, Mark. They've got about 25,000 people, as I understand it. They live in the city of Kalispell. And where we come from, we used to live in Sarasota, Florida, which is a metro of the city itself has around 75,000, but the metro has, you know, 300,000. And back when we used to go to Libertarian Party meetings, and Mark, you only went to a handful, but the ones that we went to, the average meeting were maybe six guys sitting around.
Sounds right.
You know, trying to figure out what to do. The idea that you could have 65 people meeting in little Kalispell, Montana,
it's
for
incredible.
This one candidate is just
really
incredible.
We had 30 people show up for a rally on, what day was that? I think on Tuesday they had a rally downtown. I wasn't able to make it because, like most people, I was working during the middle of the day.
Sure.
But we had 30 people actually show up downtown and do a rally at 11 at noon in the park down here on Tuesday.
Was there not one at the radio station today or this morning or something like that as well?
Possibly.
That's what I heard.
But anyway, I just wanted to let people listening know that we meet at 3 o'clock at the library. And
the best thing to do is, we're on nationwide right now, so the best thing to do is to just go to ronpaul2008.com and hook up through the meetup groups there. They're all over the country. And Amy, what are people saying to you when you talk to them about Ron Paul? What are they saying to you back?
Well, a lot of people, you know, they haven't heard about him, but the ones that have, they just, I mean, and we're such a variety of people, everything from little blue-haired old ladies to, you know, Vietnam vets and young guys and, you know, that are in their early 20s and people with kids and, I mean, just such a variety of people. It's really uplifting and it's just great to see the variety of people that we've got that are supporting Ron Paul. And let me tell you, in Little Kalispell, Montana, you don't see stickers for any other candidate, but you see tons of stickers all over for Ron Paul on the back of the vehicles.
It's the same way up here in New Hampshire. There must be I don't want to exaggerate, 5-1 on road signs, you know, the little campaign signs for Ron Paul versus every other candidate.
And that's only in the city areas. When you're driving down the long stretch of road to go from one point to another, all you ever see are Ron Paul along the side of the road.
Yep.
So it's
and
just
we have quite a few businesses here in downtown Kalispell that have literature for Ron Paul openly in their stores. You know, so it's really great. It's really an awesome thing.
How did you find out about him, Amy?
You know, I've known about Ron Paul for about 5 or 6 years because a friend of mine who works in is part of a Liberty Amendment group in California told me about him years ago and said Ron Paul is one of the only true patriots left in the United States Congress. And so I've kind of followed along and what he was doing for many years, and then when he, you know, these last couple of years when he really started, people still really started talking about him, you know, I was right on board right from the get-go.
Great. We're glad you're out there doing all that hard work, and keep it up. Thank you for the call, Amy. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And once again, it deserves to be mentioned that those 65 people she was talking about that are attending these meetup group meetings,
incredible number.
No one's paying them to be there.
Nope, you know, and that's up here in New Hampshire, which is, of course, a very important campaign state. They're paying all kinds of people to stand out in the street and hand out literature. The campaigns themselves are
the other campaigns.
The other campaigns are paying, you know, people to stand out in the street and hand out literature for their particular candidate. Ron Paul isn't paying anyone, and people are doing it.
Right. And they're starting to just do some really interesting things. Did you see the pictures from the Democrat debate a few days ago?
I don't think so.
There was an MSNBC, maybe it was Sunday, I'm not sure when the debate was, but it was a few days ago. And after the debate, from an insider of the Ron Paul, the local Ron Paul meetup group posted online, they said that they dominated the crowd in the Democratic debate. And
Ron Paul dominated the crowd?
Yes. Afterwards, they had the little post-debate wrap-up with Chris Matthews from MSNBC. In the background, people with huge Ron Paul Revolution banners. It was very obvious. They were right up there. I mean, right there in front of where the barrier was for the crowd. Ron Paul people holding up banners at the Democrat debate.
I would not have expected that.
I mean, these people keep doing the unexpected. The Ron Paul people, they're self-organizing.
And mass.
Right. They're self-organizing, and they don't ask anybody permission to do what they're doing. Whereas there was a video from, I don't know, college campus or something like that, where there was a Hillary rally at this college campus. And, of course, the Ron Paul supporters showed up with a banner and started walking around with this big banner up on two poles. And there was this Hillary, the Hillary supporters had a banner in a similar fashion, also up on two poles. And it was funny watching the Hillary people follow the Ron Paul banner around and try to position themselves in front of it to block people from seeing it. So there were several minutes of them following the Ron Paul people around. And then they ended up actually stopping and talking with one of these Hillary supporters. And they asked him questions, and he said things like, and I'm paraphrasing, he said things like, well, I just started today, I don't know who's in charge, I'm just doing what they told me to do. I just signed up, and they told me what to go and do.
Yeah.
This is the difference between the Ron Paul supporters and everybody else. Everybody else is taking orders from whoever's in charge of the campaign. They've got everything, all the decisions are being made at the top and then trickling down through the campaign pyramid, the command and control structure.
Right.
They aren't thinking for themselves. They're just doing what they're being instructed to do. If they aren't given instructions, they'll sort of sit around and wait for them to come.
It's a job.
Right.
That's all. I mean, you know, what would they do? They're not going to do anything. It's work.
So, and the difference is the Ron Paul people, they don't have that. There's no one in the campaign who's telling them what to do. They're going out and doing what they think is right, whether it's starting their own websites, whether it's starting a meetup group, going out doing outreach, handing out, Ron Paul Liberty cards, or whatever. It's all self-organized. It's decentralized, whereas the other campaigns are centralized. And we talk about this principle on this show a lot, how the more centralized things are, the more inefficient they become. Whereas when they're decentralized, you can do what you want, and things just happen spontaneously. Mm-hmm. And some things will work, and some things won't. And the people that are doing these things will learn what works and what doesn't work, and they'll adjust themselves without ever going back to, you know, whoever's in charge and saying, hey, can I do this?
Well,
you know?
Centralization can work inside of a company. I mean, I think that there needs to be some, in some cases, leadership inside of a company.
To an extent,
like that.
But even on that point, Mark, the fact is, Ed Koch, I believe is his name, the guy behind Koch Industries.
Decentralization doesn't work with unmotivated people.
Right. Well, there's more to the point of companies, and I can talk about that, but more on the way, your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The simple CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives available. And they're totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their websites. We give it all away right there. Go and click and download for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, and ladies first, let's talk to Krishna, listening in Santa Cruz to KSCO. Hello, Krishna.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you, if Ron Paul was not against the war, how many followers do you think he'd have?
Well, you know, right now the war is it's getting a lot of bad press, and people have really turned against it. So I think that in a lot of ways, you know, that's one of his bigger issues. So I couldn't tell you how many.
Yeah, it's total speculation.
But there really aren't any, very many candidates out there that are against the war, even when it comes to Democrats. I mean, Hillary Clinton says one minute she's for it, one minute she's against it.
She voted for it.
We're going to get out of this war, and we're going to leave troops in Iraq. Is
right.
What her solution is, which doesn't make any sense at all.
The war wasn't an issue. There are some other things that Ron Paul voted against that are also pretty, I think, pretty important to a lot of Americans, like the Patriot Act. Ron Paul voted against that, whereas the Democrats also vote and the Republicans voted for it. So there's another issue.
I'll tell you what, the crazy right and the loony left, they're holding hands.
What does that mean?
This is what's happening, Ron Paul and Kucinich.
What are you saying?
These people are myopic. They untutored, you know.
You say the people are myopic?
Myopic, yep, and untutored.
Completely myopic.
You're talking about the people
we
who support Ron Paul?
We live in a small world, and we have to be engaged with the world.
How come all the rest of the countries in the world, you know, when you say engaged, I guess you mean put troops over there and kill their constituents. But how come the rest of the countries of the world aren't engaged in the same manner that the United States is engaged?
America is the only country in the world, and this is as an immigrant I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
I know the other side of this beautiful worldview you guys have. will save the butts of people in trouble. America is the only country. Look what happened in Kosovo, where they had rape camps set up. 150 miles from Paris, the French didn't lift a little finger.
You know, I don't think you really understand the point.
Muslim women getting raped by Serbian soldiers.
Krishna, I don't think you understand the point. The fact is, Ron Paul is not telling you you can't help out in those situations. What he's saying is that as Americans, as far as the government's foreign policy is concerned, he thinks that we should be neutral.
Should be neutral. Look at
ma'am,
what
if you want to go and help out Serbia, you should be free to go over there and help them. You should be free to contribute money to those causes.
Millions of people die in atrocities like Rwanda, like Darfur. We are talking. This is just childishness and nothing else.
No.
How is it childish, man? Now, what are we doing about Darfur now, Krishna? What are we doing about Darfur today? What are we doing about Darfur?
Apparently not enough.
We're doing nothing.
We're doing nothing.
And nobody else is. You notice that?
Right. Because
Krishna,
there's always going to be somebody else in charge of the power structure who's going to do something different than what you would like them to do. Because there's people out there that want to go to Darfur and people that don't want to go to Darfur. There's people that want to go to Iraq, they don't want to go to Iraq.
There's people that want to go to Kosovo, they don't want to go to Kosovo.
And I don't think I, as an American citizen, should be required to pay for a war that I don't agree with. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I absolutely agree that if you're against the war, you're against the war.
Then I shouldn't have to pay for it, right?
But I'm telling you, you people stay in your own little comfortable homes and say, I'm not going to do anything. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. This is not the new world going forward, buddy.
You know, Krishna, you try to position yourself as this humanitarian, and I understand your concerns for the people around the world, but what you're essentially saying here is that those of us...
I'm not a humanitarian. I am a humanitarian to an extent.
No, let me explain to you why you aren't, okay? Let me explain to you why you aren't humanitarian, all right? It's very simple. Now, don't interrupt me because I'm going to make this very clear to you. If I decide that I do not support whatever war effort this country is currently involved in, whether it be Iraq, Iran, or Darfur, or whatever, and I choose to not fund that war, the government is going to probably eventually come after me and throw me in a jail cell because I decided to not send them my money. Now, how is that humanitarian exactly? Krishna? Did you hang up, or are you thinking?
Under a dictator. You haven't lived in a corrupt government. This comes from the sound
of a pampered
child. Did you hear my
question, or were you yammering
Nothing
on?
Else.
Did you hear my question?
Take you to jail, throw you in jail because you disagree.
Right,
come
that's
on,
exactly what will happen here in the United States,
Iran.
Krishna. You will go to jail if you disagree and you act on your moral principles under your disagreement.
And you
decide that I don't like this war and I don't want to pay for it, so therefore I'm going to withhold my income tax from this government, I'm going to go to jail. How is that
any different?
I agree
with you completely about taxes, but there are a certain amount of taxes that have to be paid to maintain our borders and our roads,
not
probably.
50, yes, but not 50%
else.
Of our wages. We're talking about
there.
War.
Now,
we're talking about foreign conflict.
And it gets into where we're not going to protect ourselves or we're not going to take care of dictators and fascists around this world.
But we're not taking care
there.
Of dictators and fascists.
We're supporting many of them.
We're supporting the ones in Saudi Arabia. That guy's
a king. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
He's a dictator and a fascist. Because he's
You grow up, Krishna, and stop using force on people. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Stop it. Because what you're doing is you're telling people, you either support my cause or we're going to throw you in a jail cell. And if you don't want to go to jail, then we're going to kill you. That's what the government does. Now, look, I have no problem the idea of helping people around the world. And she's trying to position herself as the one who cares, whereas we don't care because we're heartless libertarians. That's not true. If we were to actually allow people to keep the money that they earned, then they'd be able to decide where to send it. So if indeed you are concerned with what's going on in Darfur, or if indeed you're concerned with what's happening in fill-in-the-blank country with whatever despotic dictator,
right.
You would be free to send money to whichever side you wanted to support, or even get yourself on a plane and go over there and join their military to help them out.
Keep
That's
your
what
tax
freedom's
money,
about.
And keep your tax money and do what you want with it.
Right. Because when government people take your money, they spend it on things you might not necessarily want. Maybe they'll spend it on something you want once, but then the government people will change, or they'll do something different, and there'll be a different administration there. And then they'll get your money, and they'll spend it on things you disagree with. Maybe they'll support a side in a conflict that you don't agree with. I mean, in the Middle East, there are people in this country that take one side, and people that take the other side, and the ones that are paying, everybody that's paying their taxes are all forced to take one side that they may not agree with. That's
right.
Wrong. That's what's childish. Taking people's money by force and by threat, that's childish. That's playground bully behavior.
You should be
ashamed of yourself.
Being generous with other people's money. Being humanitarian with other people's money. It's not humanitarian if you force me to do it. I'm just your slave in your humanitarian effort.
Right.
And that's not fair.
The ends do not justify the means. Government is force. It uses force on people to get its way, and that's wrong. How anybody could think otherwise, you just either have not thought about it, or you're a psychopath. It's one or the other. And that's what we're trying to do here, is help people think about these things, maybe for the first time in their life.
Most of these concepts are brand new to people. And, you know, there are important projects out there that need to be handled. I absolutely would agree. But the thing is, when you use force, you never know what it is that you're going to do, to screw up the situation. I mean, we were involved in World War I and World War II, which sort of set up this whole Serbian Kosovo situation from the get-go. Mm-hmm. If we would let people figure out what it is that they're going to do for themselves, direct their own lives, you can't give somebody freedom. They have to earn it.
Also, political neutrality is not isolationism. She dropped that term in there, and we didn't get to really rebut
it. Absolutely not.
It is just simply non-interventionism. Isolationism means shutting off your country from even talking or trading with the rest of the world, and that's not what we want, and that's not what Ron Paul wants. He wants trade with everybody. He wants friendships with everybody, and allowing you to be free to decide for yourself how to spend your money. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll find out that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that since we give you the website for free, that you'll send us a few bucks a month and help us get on more radio stations. Help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. The fact is, hundreds of our listeners have agreed that it's a good idea, and they've signed up, so we'd like you to join their ranks. And you'll get some perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, Krishna called in before the break, and, you know, there's the whole idea of using the military for humanitarian stuff. I want to go through that a little bit.
Okay.
There's a bit of a fallacy here. History is written by winners, and the whole idea that there's rape camps the Serbs had, maybe so. Who's to say that the Bosnian Herzegovinians didn't have rape camps? Who knows what these things are like? There's always, you know, when it comes to war, you have to paint the other guy as this evil, awful, terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what the case is with wars is you've got atrocities on both sides. And to think that you can take sides, that you know what the right side is, and
right,
all that other stuff, you just don't know the whole scenario.
Were the soldiers in Abu Ghraib being humanitarians?
They certainly weren't.
Nope. And those were the good guys, right?
Right. I mean, you'll be able to find stuff on both sides. I'm not saying Hitler was a good guy, but I am saying that there were atrocities on our side, too. Google it. Allied atrocities, World War II.
Dropping the bombs?
You know, these things are, you know, this is just the reality of it. Yes, there's good guys. Yes, there's, you know, bad guys. You can look at that, but you can't just, it's not all black and white. There's a little bit of gray. And to think that the United States should be involved in every other country's business, that's ludicrous.
All that means
is
we're
making
enemies.
Do we want them in our business?
Right.
There's things going wrong in this country. Do we want somebody with guns from another country coming in here and meddling in our problems? No.
Think about
how
you feel.
I'll take freedom. I'll live free or die. Get out of my business, you other country. And that's how people feel about the United States. And
yep,
that's why they flew airplanes into our buildings on 9/11.
You've got it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank and Salinas listening on KSCO. Frank, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, fellas. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay. I have a statement and question, but relative to what Krishna was saying, I have a little summary about national humanitarianism, and it goes like this. Compulsory charity isn't. But
yep.
What
exactly.
I was going to say was that I understand that Ron Paul's position on Iraq is to immediately leave.
Mm-hmm. Yes, first thing, smoke it out.
All right. So can I set up my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do your thing, man.
I believe that as soon as we get out of Iraq, hostile people, organizations, and nations will begin to use oil as a weapon against us. So if we immediately leave, I presume that Ron Paul will have some backup plan, like nuclear or something, that we will use to power this nation. But there will be a lag time. So do you have any idea what he proposes to do?
Well, first of all, oil comes from all different... Oil comes from places...
on the air, please?
Sure, yeah. Oil comes from places around the world, not just the Middle East. The bulk of it does come from the Middle East, but it's not just
not even the bulk, but
And Ron Paul supports the marketplace. Ron Paul supports getting the government out of business and regulation and ruining our lives and our freedoms. So in that event, now, again, you're right, he won't be able to change the situation in America overnight, but theoretically, Ron Paul would support the building of new refineries. They're currently prohibited by law. Ron Paul would support the building of new power factories, nuclear power and that sort of thing. Also, prohibited by current law. So these things, these markets would be opened up during a Ron Paul administration.
And he wouldn't allow the government to get into a place like, you know, this whole ethanol thing that where we're, you know, the government's requiring, you know, a certain amount of ethanol to be in all the gasoline. I think the market should be entirely able to supply what it needs. Why should ethanol get a financial boost from the government when solar doesn't? Is that fair?
And plus, the final point on this is that, you know, if Ron Paul is elected and he's successful in getting rid of the IRS and slashing back the size of government, there's going to be more money in your pocket. And the reason why gas prices are going up today is because of the Middle East meddling, is because of the warmongering and the constant inflation, the printing of money, inflating the money supply. These are why, it's governmental reasons why the price of gas is going up. You know, without all this meddling, we'd have more competition. Without all the rules and regs, we'd have more refineries. We'd have more more availability of these products and services.
And OPEC has not been able to show itself consistent over time in the ability to regulate oil prices. It's not like the Middle East is one place. It's a bunch of different countries with a bunch of different people inside those countries with political aspirations. You know, they're gonna use the oil as you know, part of their economy, as a weapon against whomever. It might be the United States. It might be their own people. Whatever. But they need to sell that oil in order to get money.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And don't let them scare you, because that's what the position these politician types are taking, whether they be the Democrats or the Republicans, are saying, whoa, we can't pull out right away. We need to just pare it down a little bit and pare it down a little bit more, and then 50 years later, we'll be ready to pull out. Oh, wait, we're still in Korea, aren't we?
Still in Japan.
Right. So
still in Germany.
This is government. This is a government program. Don't ever let them fool you. The military is a government bureaucracy. Just because they're wearing camo and toting around machine guns does not make them any less bureaucratic than, say, the post office. Okay? And like any government program, when they get their mitts into something, they want to keep it going. They want to keep it going as long as they possibly can, because the longer it goes for, the more budgets they get, the more money of yours they get to spend.
Right. You know,
it never ends.
You know, at the turn of the century, they were getting 5% of our income. Now they're getting 50%. I mean, when's it going to stop?
Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Robin in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Robin. Robin is gone. The phones are open for you. 800-259-9231.
You're going to have to be lickety-split, though. We got about 3 minutes left in the show.
No, there's always enough time for another call.
The idea that that politicians, that the zeitgeist, the moment in the, of the day, the
spirit of the times,
that we know what the best thing is for another country is simply ludicrous.
Hubris.
It really is. I mean, like, we thought it was a good idea to get involved in World War I.
But I wasn't around, so it wasn't me.
Oh, God, for God's sakes, you and your we.
I've got to break myself of that. I
all
still
right.
use it.
The United States decided that it was a good idea to get involved in World War I.
Awful idea. It went against the advice of the founding fathers.
Now, let me. Yeah, it did. It absolutely. The United States should not have been involved. We shouldn't have been trying to build an empire. We should have been in the Philippines, any of those places. But by doing so, you know, a war that was pretty evenly balanced, but likely Germany was going to lose. Would, you know, the scales just got thrown off and the United States came in and we beat Germany soundly. What happened? Well, they put the Treaty of Versailles in place. Germany was had all these restrictions put on it. And the scenario was set up so that Hitler could come to power.
Mm-hmm.
One could make a good argument. I just have. That the United States is responsible for all those Jews dying in Europe.
Well, not directly responsible, but theoretically.
The bullet's responsible for killing somebody. I'm not responsible because I pulled the trigger.
I get your point, and you're right. If it weren't for the United States' involvement in World War One, World War Two would likely have never happened, which, of course, would have meant the Cold War would probably never have happened.
Right, and it should be interesting to see what United States' involvement in the Serbian-Bosnia-Herzegovinian conflict, what kind of evil that brings.
Joe is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe, hello.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to make a quick retort to Krishna. With the rate that people seem to die when we go into these humanitarian efforts, it doesn't seem very humanitarian at all, does it?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how many people die. Just the banner that you wave when you do it.
Right, as long as you get rid of that evil dictator, it doesn't matter if you've slaughtered 100,000 innocent civilians. What?
We're
going in to save people.
All right, that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate hearing from you.
It's just feel-good crap.
Yeah.
I mean, how is a military going to save people? Militaries kill people
and
break
things up. Yeah.
That's what their job is.
That's what they're trained to do.
I don't know. You know, it's just, which people are you going to kill and which ones are you going to blow up? Well, you have to label somebody as evil. And it's so funny. If you'll go back and...
evil Muslims. The evil immigrants.
Look at the evil Japanese. If you go back and look at war posters from the early 40s, late 30s...
Dirty Japs.
You'll see these monsters. They've turned them little yellow monsters on these posters. And now, they're our friends. Meaning our big trading partners.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't evil people.
Yes, it's trade that helps things get better. It's trade that improves relations. It's freedom that improves relations.
Good, and money, you know, that makes everybody a little happier.
And if you see atrocity going on in the world, please get behind an organization that will help end that atrocity. But don't force people to pay for it, because then you're just perpetuating atrocity and perpetuating violence. That's not right. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night for the live Saturday show. Join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?